Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrian Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Hey, welcome to My Wild Magic with Adrian. I'm glad you're here today. And we're going to be going over some of the angelic energies today and going through the different types of angels. There's many different types of angels that we can work with. And those angels are just big, beautiful, super loving, but they all do have their different kind of respective qualities to them. So we're going to be going over some different ones. And what will happen is, you know, as you begin working with these different angels, you'll begin to notice the different signature tones of each one, because each angel has its own color, light, feeling, vibration, you know, a symbol, perhaps a fragrance, a sound frequency. And so depending on what kind of intuition you have, we'll be looking at, you know, kind of tuning in so that you can have more of a personal experience with those different types of angels. All right. So to work with the angels, it's always really nice just to center and ground ourselves so that all that light body energy can come in and have a clear conduit to run through, but also it just kind of clears your space so that your inner listening is really in a higher alignment as well. So let's just take a breath, and we want to do that heart-centering breath. And the heart-centering breath is really 10 breaths, and you're breathing in through the heart and out through the heart. In through the heart and out through the heart. And we can be focusing on grace and gratitude. It's a really awesome energy because it'll create coherence with the heart space and the head space. It balances your nervous system. It gets your entire body, all your endocrine system and your nervous system kind of in alignment and working with each other like a well-run, you know, kind of alignment of energy here. So let's start there first. So we're going to begin by just breathing into your heart. And you know, you can easily do kind of a count of about 5.5 breaths in, hold, and then send 5.5 breaths out. And that half breath is like the emptiness at the top or the bottom of the breath. So 5, and then you'll notice you just sort of pause. That's the half breath, and then out again. And again, you're just breathing in and out of your heart center. And when you breathe in and out of your heart center, you are kind of manually opening the heart chakra. You're igniting that big, you know, sacred geometrical field of light around your body. You're accessing to the divine matrix. You're accessing to the field of all potential and possibilities. So when you want to manifest, or you want your health to be better, or you want finances and to be in universal flow, that's one of the best ways of doing that, is to go ahead and do the heart breath. So again, after explaining that, we're just going to breathe in, hold for a moment, and then you can breathe out. And then breathe in. That's our second breath. Hold, and then breathe out. And usually the out breath can be a little bit longer than the in breath if you want. And then breathing into that 5.5 breath. Holding, and then breathing out. And then breathing in again. Hold, and then breathe out. We're going to do one more time. And then breathing in. Just focusing on grace and gratitude. Hold. Breathing out. Just even with these few short breaths that we're doing, what happens is that you'll feel your whole nervous system calm. Any of your worries, concerns, just go away. You come back into the center of your being, which is really the place that you want to be living anyway. And so dropping your breath down into your belly, doing the rhythmic breathing, whatever feels best for you. Sometimes it's a box breath, 4-4-4, 5-5-5, that kind of thing. You might want to breathe into the count of 5, hold to the count of 5.5, and then breathe out to the count of 10. Some people like doing a longer exhale, but find your natural rhythm and allow yourself to use that breath on and off. And you'll find that the quality of your intuition, whichever form of intuition you use, will excel. It'll just start to get better and you'll be more guided throughout the day. So as we're working with the angels, the different forms of intuition that you have to work with are the claircognizant, which is the crown chakra, where there's a sense of that higher knowing. Like you just know something is true. You just know something without knowing how you know it. Clairvoyance, which is the clairvisual. It's where you might get visions of angels, visions of information coming in. Sometimes symbols will come in, colors, things like that. Clairaudient is where you're more so hearing the energy. Keeping in mind that that's not just a voice type hearing, that emotions are also come up with a vibrational frequency. So sometimes people hear the feeling that's going on in somebody. Oh, it feels like like there's a sense of feeling sad or angry or whatever. So they can almost kind of hear the vibrational pitch of what's going on in the energy field. Then there is the, and that can also be tied to the throat. Then there is the heart's wisdom. You know, particularly when you're working with angels, a lot of times people's feeling tones show up really strong with this one. And you'll have a feeling in your heart, which is different than emotions. And then when you drop down to the solar plexus energy, there's an energy of more of that clairsentient, where you're picking up on emotional energies, some of the body wisdoms. And then again, down in the sacral energy around the navel, that is also deep body wisdom, where you just feel pulled or aligned, or your body just feels it, just knows it. Sometimes that's goosebumps, hair standing on end, picking up things in your physical body. So you have your, all aspects of intuition are available to you, but you're going to have some of them that you lean into more. So I want you just to think about that for a moment, the ones that we just went through. Breathing in, and I just want you to notice, do you find that you are more claircognizant? You listen more from your crown chakra. Clairvoyant, you're more visual. Clairaudient, you're more inner listening, which also can tie to some of the throat stuff. You're heart-centered, breathing into your heart. You're clairsentient, breathing into more of the emotional body, or even down into the sacral, really guttural body type experience and feelings. So just notice for a moment which one you listen to the most. And we're just going to go ahead and ask that all your intuitions just be turned on like a light switch, just turning them all on. So a little bit more active what we're doing today. And in this first section of energy with the angels, we're going to call into what would be known more as the cosmic angels. These are angels that don't usually hover around us so much, but they are angels that are more so coming in and aligning with the frequencies of the cosmic dimensions of light, more in that higher field of energy. And that's going to be the Elohim, the Seraphim, and the Cherubim. All sit very close to source energy, very close to the God presence, very close to creation energy. And one thing that they are regularly doing is just sending forth these beautiful songs and love, adoration, and gratitude to the divine. So that's what they're kind of doing in their retrospective temples of light that sit so close to that divine energy. But when they're focused on human form, they each have their own signatures of how they're working with us. So we're going to call each of them in one at a time so that you can start to get a feeling tone for them. But we're also calling in an angel activation for each one as well. So to begin with, just breathing in. And I want you to just center yourself in your heart, deep heart listening. And we're going to call into the mighty mantle of the Elohim angels, the miracle mantle of the mighty Elohim. And the Elohim angels are a version of angels that bring in the rays of creation. There's 144 rays of creation, and the mighty Elohim coming in with this very high vibratory, like whitish, silvery gold almost type energy that comes in. So the miracle mantle, the mighty Elohim angels, and just feeling the Elohim as they come in and around you. So again, just sensing, knowing, feeling, perceiving, however you do energy, and just notice the Elohim as they come in around closer to us. And the Elohim bringing the rays of creation that go through each of our chakras. So that is, they come in through a crown of light. So there's a crown of light that's sometimes seen as a halo around people who are quite awakened. And that crown of light energy has seven crowns on it, like seven, spokes of energy. And each one is for each of the chakras. And so it's divine power, which is the first ray of creation. Divine wisdom is the second ray. Divine love is the third ray. Divine purity is the fourth ray, kind of sitting in the middle. Divine healing or creativity is the fifth ray. Divine peace is the sixth ray. And divine transformation is the seventh ray. So we have in the energy seven rays of light for the seven chakras in our body. And the Elohim helped to bring those in. And so when they ignite up that crown of light, kind of like a bright shining disc of light at the top of your head there. And then they will, depending on which chakra you're most activated, it's one of your power flames, they'll bring it down through your energy field and they'll ignite it through that chakra. So let's go through the chakras actually, because it's a really good cleansing energy as well. So we're going to breathe in and just notice calling into the mighty Elohim of the blue flame of divine power that activates the throat. So feeling into the mighty Elohim of divine power, just activating your throat center. Feeling that clearing, cleansing, opening. And then we're going to go into the energy of divine wisdom. That's the second ray. It deals with the seventh chakra, and it is a sunshine yellow ray at the seventh chakra, deals with divine wisdom. So feeling your seventh chakra kind of open up, bringing in that energy of divine wisdom flowing in and through your seventh chakra, really aligning for divine guidance, information. And then we're going with the pink flame of divine love. So the mighty Elohim of divine love, igniting that energy within your heart. Pink flame of divine love, just lighting up and sending out a blessing to all life with that flame of divine love. Activating your heart center. And then we're going to go to the crystal white flame of divine purity in the third eye, the brow chakra. So that crystal white flame of purification, purity, clarity through the third eye energy, blazing through, clearing your mental body, clearing all thoughts, projections of energy. Then we're going to go down to the navel chakra, and that is the fifth ray of divine healing and creativity. Right below the navel, that's a green flame. So noticing that green flame of divine healing, creativity, igniting up in that second chakra there, that green flame of energy, healing, cleansing that area of your body. Then the sixth ray is here in the solar plexus, and it's the ruby flame of divine peace. Igniting that ruby ray of divine peace, breathing into the solar plexus chakra, lighting it up, causing a calming presence in your solar plexus, clearing any cordings that might be there, with anything in life. Clearing that space and then going down into the first chakra, the violet transmuting flame. That violet light in the first chakra, cleansing, clearing that grounding energy, that grounding cord all the way down into your earth star chakra beneath your feet. And so these are the seven rays of the mighty Elohim, allowing those to absorb for a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Our ability to align with our true highest self and create freedom and prosperity is infinite. Take the journey back to me, a guided journey back to your true self in 40 days with me, Freedom Coach and Oracle Gina Gale Gray. Move from overwhelm to balance, composure, and vitality. Restore connection and compassion. Open your heart and tap into your limitless power within your soul. Begin your journey at anywheremindbodysoul.com.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assumed they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady, so did I, so did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahat Myam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahat Myam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome back. So we are working with the angels, different spectrums of angels, angel activation energy. We just got through kind of tuning into the mighty Elohim angels, which sit very close to creation. And now we are moving into connection with the seraphim angels, and they're a different frequency, but they are still considered more of a cosmic angels. And again, the cosmic angels sit further out in creation, not as much readily available in this world. They send energy into this world, but don't sit as close to us. When you get into the archangels, the essential angels, some of these other angels, they sit very close to us. They're very accessible. But the cosmic angels are really holding a space for creation itself, source energy flowing out, and being able to help to organize that energy as it flows out into all of creation. All right, so we are going to now shift gears and call into the seraphim angels. So again, I just want you to take a deep breath, breathing into your heart, recentering, because each of these angel activations is going to be raising your vibration, shifting, moving, healing, cleansing your thought forms, etc. So breathing in, integrating all that light, holding, and then breathing out. Just coming back into your body, breathing into your heart, focusing on gratitude for our time together, all the beings helping us, all the angels, and then breathing out. And then breathing in. Get a breath, holding, breathing out. One more time, we're going to breathe into our heart. Focus on gratitude for your life, feet on the earth, all living beings, taking a breath and then breathing out, allowing that energy to clear and cleanse. And you notice just as expanded as we got with the Elohim, then when we do the breath, we come right back into center again. And so keep that in mind as you're doing spiritual work, healing work, or if you're really spun out with a particular emotion or spun out with a particular obsessing over thoughts or anything, if you've been traveling, using any of the rhythmic breathing will bring you right back into your body, which is always kind of the most powerful place to be. But it's also the middle path. When you focus on your breathing, it brings you into alignment with the middle path of, with creation itself. And in the middle path, it's like if you imagine like an infinity symbol going back and forth, back and forth. It's one of the sacred geometrical symbols. You want to be kind of in the middle. So you're not swinging off too far this way or too far that way. Sometimes when we're learning and growing, we will do that. And then we'll swing on the pendulum. And then the pendulum gets bounced. And all of a sudden, when you come into the center, the zero point in the infinity symbol, what happens is you start to gain your soul's wisdom. So whatever reactions you've had, whatever you've learned, you come back into center within yourself, gain the soul's wisdom, that begins to transmute karmic activities. And then you know, when you're in your center point of that kind of neutrality, you're moving to the energy between your karmic life issues into your dharmic life issues. So moving from karma to dharma. And dharma is your life service. It's how we get to be of service to others. And so when we start to call these angels in, if we're really caught up in a karmic activity, they will help us to resolve that pain and suffering, that karma, that energy. But when we are in our dharma, they back us and support us in our life path, our life work, moving forward, putting the right people, right time in. So again, the angels can help you very much when you're going through things. And then they can help you also when you want to manifest and kind of skyrocket forward in your service work. All right, so now with the seraphim, now that we've kind of balanced ourselves again, just breathing in and out, breathing in and out. And we're going to call forth to the seraphim. And the seraphim come in with a sapphire blue diamond ray of perfection. So calling into the seraphim angels, sapphire blue diamond ray of perfection, and you'll feel them come in kind of straight into your higher mental body. They're really good at clearing out the thoughts so that you can hold a vision in order to create with. So in order to manifest on the planet, our job is to be able to visualize, kind of be downloaded with a blueprint of something we want to create, and then imagine it, which is us kind of putting it out, but also to be able to feel it, to feel what that would feel like ahead of time before it's actually in creation, right? So the seraphim are really good at helping with that energy of clearing the mental body, the lower mental body, the higher mental body, the right and left hemispheres of the brain. They're really good at activating the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, all the crystalline structures of the brain, working with your higher self. So they're really great working with artists and people who are quite visual. Bringing in new kind of ideas and things into creation as well. So I want you just to notice if you felt a difference between the Elohim energy and the energy of the seraphim. The seraphim are also seen very much in the Tree of Life. And one of their jobs is they bring forth the energy of numbers, so like sacred geometry numbers, letters, which is the language of light. So language, but specifically the language of light. So it has a very high qualified energy to it. So letters, numbers, sound frequencies. So the Elohim are bringing forth the rays of creation down through our chakra system. The seraphim are helping it to kind of activate into creation through sacred geometry, which is like a structure. The energy of letters, numbers, things that act to kind of create, mobilize, and organize energy, right? So they're helping to organize. And so they can also help you to organize your thoughts. So opening up and allowing this angelic activation of the seraphim angels, sapphire blue, diamond ray of perfection, noticing if your mind feels a little clearer, a little more expanded, allowing them to come forth into that energy. And really helping you to visualize, think about something in your life that you want to manifest. So thinking about something in your life that you want to manifest. And we're going to ask the seraphim to really help with creating a very crisp, clear vision of what it is that you may want to have a vision of in your energy field. So again, kind of breathing in for a moment, just breathing in. Getting a crystal clear vision, something that you want to create in your life. It might be financial, might be good health, might be a loving partnership, might be a trip you want to take, might be a hobby that you want to get really good at, might be a new job opportunity, might be moving somewhere. It could be anything, right? So just tune in and listen. What's most important to you in the moment? You can just breathe through your heart and notice what comes up for you. And then I want you to start imagining, visualizing the energy, like kind of getting a download in a sense, visualizing, getting a download of what you want to create. And then from there, start imagining like a day in the life of, right? A day in the life of. And then we're going to ask the seraphim to come in, with their sapphire blue diamond ray of perfection. And what they're doing is they're fine tuning your mental body, the crystalline structure of your mind. They're fine tuning that energy to be able to really see more clearly without any obstructions, any false belief systems, any, you know, mental projections, so that you can see clearly the highest truth of that energy. And to also in that scene, really knowing that it's true, knowing that it's right there in the universe for you. So they kind of amplify that as well. And then they start to organize it with light, color, you know, the energy of the language of light and the numbers to organize it in the universe on that structural level. Breathing in, allowing the seraphim to assist, giving thanks, this is done. Clarifying the energy. And then just sealing that energy. All right. So we're going to let that integrate. Take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with more angels.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nullas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, you are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
All right, welcome back. So the next angel that we're going to go into here is working with the archangels. They're a more common one. A lot of people have heard of the archangels, Christianity, Judaism. So some of your main religions do have angels. They might be called different things in different religions, but they're a little bit more of a common one. And the archangels, what they do is they help to work more directly with our emotional body. So the cherubim, the seraphim, the Elohim work again more on a cosmic level. But as we get a little bit closer into the human realm, the earth plane, we've got the archangels. And keeping in mind that all angels kind of have their own free will. We have free will, angels have free will, star beings have free will. So free will is a big thing. And so they don't, you know, have to work with you. They choose to work with you. And when angels work with you, it's very unconditional. Whereas with people, it can kind of feel sometimes conditional. When an angel uses their free will to work with you and to come in as a blessing, unconditional. So it's a big difference there in terms of the feeling. I think that's one reason we can feel it. It touches our heart and brings up emotions sometimes for us because of their unconditionality and how much love they bring in. So let's clear our space again. So we're going to breathe in. Breathing into your heart chakra, focusing on gratitude, holding a clear space. And then breathing out through the heart. Breathing into the heart with grace and gratitude, connecting to source energy. You want to hold and then release that energy, releasing it back out again. Centering yourself, breathing in through your heart, feeling it cleansing your nervous system, cleansing your mind and emotions, just the breath itself. Holding and breathing back out. One more time, breathing into your heart with gratitude, feeling your whole system coming into coherence, which helps all the organs, nervous system, tissues of your body. Holding and breathing out. So these cleansing breaths also very much help the meridians and your light body, your energy field, your organs, tissues, your brain, your heart. Everything likes breath, actually. So yeah, that's a good motto just in general. Okay, so we're going to call in to the archangels. So when I call in the archangels, keep it in mind, there's 144,000 rays of creation in the spiritual hierarchy, like the organization kind of on a universal level. So there's 144 Elohim, there is 144 archangels, there's 144 ascended masters. And that creates an aspect of the spiritual hierarchy that's helping us in whichever dimension we're in. So in the human dimension, the earth plane, we're dealing with chakras 1 through 7. So rays 1 through 7. Now I know we can work with the earth star chakra beneath our feet and the chakras, let's say maybe up till 12 above our head. We're starting to work with more of the chakras above our body. more easily, more readily. And again, those archangels and those ascended masters and those Elohim will begin working more directly with us too, as we're working more in the new earth frequencies, as the earth has been evolving and humanity has been evolving. So with the archangels, we're just going to call it in as the sacred fire flame of the archangels. So the miracle mantle, the mighty Elohim, the sapphire blue diamond ray of perfection of the seraphim, and the that ray of the archangels calling in sacred fire flame. So the sacred fire is that of the heart. Sacred fire is the heart energy that helps to animate us in human form, sacred fire energy. And so the archangels come forth, sacred fire flame of the archangels, the archangelic realm. So again, it's its own realm, but this one sits a little bit closer. And again, there's many different types of archangels. There's Archangel Fortunata that deals with good fortune, goodwill, good tidings, good karma, bringing forth abundance. There's Archangel Shamuel, which is also an archangel, runs the law of 3x3, the archangel of divine love, which is also an aspect of abundance and the law of one. Archangel Michael, super common one that a lot of people have heard of, dealing with that blue flame of divine power, action, you know, working with free will. So again, as we start opening up the doorway to the sacred fire flame of the archangels as a whole, because even though we have seven archangels that work within our chakra system, there's many different types of archangels that might be really useful to you, for you or a loved one or humanity in that moment. If you're doing any prayers or blessings, and you don't know which archangel to call into the sacred fire flame of the archangels as a whole, then let whichever archangel and however many archangels want to come in. So again, just breathing in and noticing the archangels and noticing how they feel and how, if they feel any different than the seraphim or the Elohim. And as you're breathing them in, for me, I notice a little bit more like a heat, a warmth, a sensation in my heart center. I feel like my heart just naturally starts to more so open. And it brings in that kind of energy. So, again, I want you to think about a life issue, something that you would like some help with, not necessarily visualizing or creating, but more so an emotional issue or a relationship issue, a health issue, something that you're seeking some support on and you'd like some angelic support. So again, just taking a deep breath, really listening through your heart space of anything that maybe kind of troubles you, worries you, concerns you, something you just want support with, something maybe very good that you're wanting to create or do. Again, just breathing into that energy. Within your soul body, because the archangels work a lot directly with our soul body, our soul energy, which operates more through the heart, the feeling body. Figure out what that is, and we're going to call in to the archangels to please assist. To please assist me now for my highest state of evolution and grace, my highest well-being, and for the highest well-being of all concerned. Please help me with this issue, this thing that I'm asking help with. Coming in and around me. Going out before me, clearing the space. And just earnestly from your heart center, ask for help, ask for support. And just having faith, allowing that energy to come in, and just having faith that you know that that shall be done. That is a big part. Also, I think sometimes working with the angels is not really going into doubt, but going more into faith, which really kind of draws the energy in. And it's also part of how the human being creates, is that human beings create through, you know, feeling in their heart what they want to create, what they want to do, visualizing it, imagining it throughout the day. And then the third part is asking spirit to back us up, to go in to help with creating whatever it is we're wanting, or to support us in whatever help. And you honestly, you just don't know till you ask. I mean, it's as simple as that. So if you're not sure, just start asking, and asking the archangels to please help out in any way that they can with the energy. And knowing that they're always in integrity, they're always asking on your best good, but also always asking on the, they're always acting on the best of everybody else as well. So sacred fire flame of the archangels. Now, going along with the archangels, that sit very closely with the archangels, is the essential angels. And the essential angels are like, if you have the archangels here and they're working with humanity as a whole on kind of a big scale of the collective consciousness. And so they're got their own big jobs they're doing. Within, let's say, the temple of Archangel Michael is all the blue flame angels. Within the temple of Archangel Shamuel, the angel of divine love, is all the angels of divine love. Within the temple of Archangel Jovial, the angel of divine wisdom, is all the angels of divine wisdom. Within the angel of Archangel Gabriel, dealing with the angel of purification, is all the angels of purity. Within the energy of Archangel Raphael, you've got all the angels of divine healing. Within the angels of that energy of Archangel Uriel, the flame of divine peace, is all the angels of divine peace. And then within the angels of Archangel Zadkiel is all the violet flame angels of transformation. So these are your seven primary archangels. And within that, they all have their own temples of light. And within those temples are a sacred fire flame in the middle of their temple with that particular color ray. And then you have these angels that work within that particular temple, absorbing that flame, absorbing that energy, and going forth and going in and bringing those that energy out to other people. And yeah, so that's kind of how that works. So we're going to be back in just a moment and go over some more angels. So stay tuned.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, sunshine for your soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose,
every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back. I am Adrienne. You are listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. You can check out more of what I have to offer. Right now, I'm currently teaching an Angel Quest, which will also be available for recordings if you're interested in more of the angelic energies. And I also do personal sessions, other different types of quests throughout the year, and have a couple of different books and meditations and a meditation Hearts on Fire meditation program on Wednesdays, where we are working with the angels, the ascended masters, and different galactic and cosmic beings of light. So the Hearts on Fire meditation program is awesome. It's $39 a month, super easy to get involved with, and joining a really great, beautiful energy that holds you in a quantum prayer field with these angels. So that whether we're on the calls Wednesday night at 6 Pacific time for about 30 minutes, or you're not on the calls are always recorded. So you have a whole library that is available to you, but also you're held in this quantum prayer field so that 24/7 throughout the month, whatever energy comes into work with us throughout the month, whether it's an archangel or a particular star being, star system, or an Elohim or an ascended master, throughout that month, they are bringing in and helping us to raise our consciousness and working with us to align our energies. And so there's a lot of things that go on your best benefit with these higher beings that are working with us. So again, Hearts on Fire meditation, go to mywildmagic.com. Again, that is mywildmagic.com. So to work with more angels. Okay, now, so for our last angels here that we're wanting to work with, and like I was mentioning a minute ago, is the essential angels. So the essential angels, you can call them in kind of based on what you're wanting to experience. For instance, if you are dealing with grief, you can call into the essential angel of grief. And those angels that help with us with grief will come in and bring in that, that energy to help us process through our grief. If it's comfort you're seeking, you can call into the angels of comfort to enfold a child or a pet or yourself or a loved one. If it's the angels of strength that you're wanting, the essential angels that you're looking for, backbone, strength, moving forward, the angels, the essential angel for courage, the courage to show up in your life and to do something better. I mean, along with that, there are the parking lot angels. That's one of my favorites. And, you know, calling in the angels of helping you to find a parking spot, or the angels of destiny, the angels that are going to help you with your soul blueprint, your life purpose angels. So, you know, when you think about a quality essence or something you're wanting to experience, there are literal angels that will help you with that. You know, there's angels that help us with our sexuality or being intimate with someone. There's angels that help us with our creative process. There's angels that help us with entrepreneurism and business aspects. So whatever kind of needs that humanity has had over time, you have angels that have kind of qualified themselves and worked on the inner levels and kind of built that muscle and that energy to come in to be able to help us. So one of my favorite essential angels is actually the angels of peace. And that does tie to Archangel Uriel and all the angels that play with peace, but the essential angels come in as well. So again, quality essences, feeling tones that you're wanting to feel, you know, like, let's say you have a depression, you're wanting to be uplifted. You can call in the angels of joy, the angels of upliftment, the angels of, you know, helping you to heal certain things. You know, angels will also help you when you have schoolwork, when you have tests you're going to take. They will help you at your job. They will help you with projects. They'll help you with trips you're going to take. Another way that I really like working with angels is when I travel, I like to send out angels, particularly the violet flame angels, to go before me and clear my path. The violet flame angels transmute energy. So if there's any negativity, fear, discord that I might face in a day or on a trip or an experience I'm having, a class I'm going to teach, I will just send forth the angels of the violet transmuting flame angels ahead of me, so that they're transmuting anything ahead of time and helping to bring into the any perceived problems are instantly resolved in the perfect harmonious solution, that all my needs are met even before I know I need them. So all we're doing here is we're activating our consciousness instead of just living in our unconscious, where day in and day out, our unconscious just kind of takes us through the grind of whatever our belief systems are. When you start introducing angels into your consciousness, they will start elevating you so that you can start awakening your consciousness, remembering who you are, remembering your gifts. And the minute you ask for help from the universe, whether it's the universe, source energy, a particular saint, ascended master, a particular angel, a star tribe, whatever it is, it's really nice having that support. So there is also the unknown angels. Now, this day and age, I find the unknown angels to be very helpful to call in. I actually call them into all of my sessions now, because when you're letting go of belief systems, thought forms, you're wanting to do something new in your life. You're wanting to activate your soul blueprint, which might be outside of what you were told to do as a child and what was downloaded or projected onto you. Your life is the unknown. And technically every single breath, every single moment is unknown what's going to happen next. I know we like to think we're in control. We like to think that we are, you know, that our safe little spaces are, you know, always safe and predictable, but the truth is they're not. That's just not the nature of the universe. So what the unknown angels do, calling in the unknown angels, they will help you to get more comfortable with being in the unknown. And the unknown is the equivalent also on a positive scale that's not so scary, is the field of all possibilities, the field of pure potential. You're entering into more of a space of the divine matrix. You're living more in the present moment. You're not living in your past with all your thoughts that tie you to your past. You're not living in the future where you're just still, you know, kind of just not in your body. So the unknown angels help you to get comfortable being in the present moment, present body awareness, and being okay with almost like the excitement and the joy and the of the possibilities that a new relationship could come in different than who you've been with in the past, or a new financial opportunity could come to you even better. One thing about the unknown angels is that they literally are bringing you, if you can think of it this way, because I think it will help, they're bringing you something even better than you could have imagined possible. So they're always upgrading energy as we're evolving, right? So you don't want to stay stuck in the past, even good experiences in the past. So unknown angels, calling them forth, feeling their presence to bless you now, and whatever is in your highest state of evolution and grace, because again, name of the game is we're always evolving. So the unknown angels are very good. And then one of my favorites is my personal tribe of light is the great central sun angels. So I kind of want to end the note with our call today with the great central sun angels. They literally come from the great central sun, which is the sun behind our sun. We live kind of in universes within universes. And so the great central sun streams out light to different solar systems, galaxies, universes. And so it's kind of considered a hub, very much a source energy hub. And the great central sun angels belong to the great central sun. And again, they come forth with a very high kind of creation energy, bringing in new energies onto the planet. So again, just feeling the tone for a minute, just blessing us as we are ending the call today with the great Central Sun Angels and feeling their magnificent light. It's very fiery, very electric. Great Central Sun Angels, very uplifting, kind of happy, great at manifesting. And then just one other angel we're going to call in is the Angels of High Magic, which are also very good at going out ahead of you and creating things. I'm calling in the Angels of High Magic to govern this trip I'm going to take. And what they do again is they just bring forth the highest good of all concerns. So I have so loved going through the different angels with you. There's many more we didn't even get to, but maybe on the next call we'll do more. Thank you so much for participating.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.